This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is news that hospitals in Orlando have decided not to bill victims of the mass shooting at a gay nightclub back in June. Hospital officials say they could end up waiving about $5.5 million of medical care. Marketplace's Andy Euler is here live. Andy, how would this work?
Well, the majority of the victims were treated at Orlando Regional Medical Center, which is run by Orlando Health. Now, that company's CEO said they're going to try to get payment from insurance providers for those folks that had coverage, but they're also going to look for help from victims funds that were set up by individuals and also city officials after the shooting. Now, a different hospital, Florida Hospital, treated another 12 victims, said it wouldn't be billing the victims' insurance for the treatment, and they're going to provide any follow-up surgeries the victims might need in the future.
Now, Andy, it's not unprecedented for a hospital to write off a bill, but this seems like a different case.
And that's exactly what Guy David at the Wharton Business School told me.
We see it all the time, and I think it's a big deal.
He said that this is a debate happening all the time with nonprofit hospitals, and not to be cynical, but this is good PR.
When they have an opportunity to do something like this and say, listen, we're going to do it for free because it's part of the community, it's part of our mission.
He says then they need to do it. After all, 60% of all hospitals in America are nonprofits. They get a lot of tax benefits, both federal and state. He also says they don't have to pay property taxes. Now, Orlando Health isn't just going to write off all the costs of treating these victims, though. It's also going to look for community groups, charities, and benefits to help pick up the debt they're incurring through the move.
All right. Andy Euler, thank you.